Hello again, this is World Pastor Tony Alamo. This is program number 379. If you'd like a copy of it at the end of the program, Sharon will tell you how you can receive a CD copy or an audio tape. It's absolutely free of charge. Shipping and handling is paid for also by us. We have a strong message today. We have music. We've got testimonials. But right now, let's go to the throne of the Lord and ask Him to anoint this audio service. Father, we thank Your holy name for eternal life. We thank You, Lord, because of the structure that You set up on how the people of the Lord are to be fitted into the building, the body of Christ. Just as You have made the building of our bodies, we have eyes, nose, throat, ears. We also have arms and legs, those of us that have them. We have all different body parts, fingers and toes. And each one of these body parts have an office in your body, in your building. There's an office for everything in our bodies. My toe doesn't want to be the head, and my fingers don't want to be my nose. Everything You have fitted together by joints and bands to be exactly the way that You are. You made human beings in Your likeness and in Your image. And You're coming back immediately after the tribulations to take Your church away to be with You forevermore in paradise, in the kingdom of heaven. Lord, we pray that You anoint this message this evening to show everybody the absolute necessity of people in the body of Christ to work together corporately. There is the head, which You are the head. Then there are the eyes, the ears, the nose. There's all different parts, the arms and the legs and the toes and the fingers, all the different joint parts. It's like a building, an office building where all of us have our different office and we're to stay in our office, not desiring to be any other member of Your body than that which You have placed in the body of Christ, the corporate body of the Lord Jesus Christ. Just as You have a corporate body, Lord, You live in all Your members, so also does the Antichrist. Is he also a corporate body of sinful people in the world? And You've called us to live like sheep among wolves in this world, to preach Your word. This is outrageous to Satan, and this is why Rome has declared war on you with its one world government and the media. And we need to receive that it isn't the Jewish people have declared war on you. It's Rome. Rome has now become the world power now and takes its dictatorship from Satan, whose seat is Rome, Italy, the city of the seven hills or mountains. Lord, we ask that You reveal Yourself in this, in Your body, through all the corporate members of the body, just as Satan is revealing himself through his corporate body, Rome, the world government, which is the United Nations, and the media. Lord, everybody can plainly see Satan doing his work there, and if they'd read Your word, which is spirit and life, we'd know that You, as in your body, must live in there just like a young child is sown into a woman, into her womb, and the body of the baby grows up inside her. We don't know how the bones are fashioned in the womb of her that has conceived him, and also it is through nourishment that the woman takes in order to have the baby grow correctly and strong and healthy. And it is also the nourishment of the Word of God, which is spirit and life, that we place into our spirit. Our spirit into our heart and into our mind that causes us to be nourished to where you, Christ, after being sown into us with the seed, the Word of God, which you are the Word, will grow up to be a healthy, strong, powerful you in us. And so we ask that this is brought out in the message, that you are like sown into us as a babe. You're reborn in the world every time somebody accepts you. And then we feed that you, Christ, that enters into us with the Word of God on a daily basis, the milk of the Word, and then the baby food, which is of the Word, and then the strong meat of the Word of God, to where you grow up to the fullness of your stature in us, in Jesus' mighty name. And therefore, we to allow you live out your life in us, to do the things that you want to do in us. Therefore, we must carry a cross and deny ourselves the things that we wish to do on a daily basis. Take up our cross daily and deny ourselves the things that we want to do, so that we, in so doing, we allow you to live out your life, to live your life out in and through us. Lord, we ask everybody in the world, and especially this night in Radio Land, and in the presence of the entire Church of Christ and the sinners out in the world, to receive this message so that they can spend eternity with you in heaven forevermore and totally escape hell and the lake of fire. Lord, we ask it in Jesus' mighty name, and everyone says amen.
Amen.
All right, so I left the world years ago. I was asked to be manager of the Beatles, the Rolling Stones, and Norman Kay, who owned the Norman Kay Realty in Las Vegas. I think he still owns it. Brought a young man to me. His name was Jim Hahn, and I did the promotion for him, and I became his manager. And within 90 days, he became the star. He was working in a lumber yard, but in 90 days, he became the star of the Dunes Hotel in Las Vegas. And Jim Hahn's name was changed to Rovan. And 90 days later, I signed him up with RCA Victor Records, who wouldn't take him at all until I did the promotion, the campaign, and the managing of him. And he's done several albums before, one on my own label, which I still have. And I own, and I also own a Beatles album, because I did the promotion and management for Peter Best of the Beatles, the original drummer. And I'd like to introduce him tonight to you on RCA Victor Records, Rovan, singing the Lord's Prayer. And leave.
not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom, and the power, and the glory,
To me, that is the very best singer that ever lived. I've been blessed by the Lord before and after I became a Christian to work with some of the biggest stars in the world. Did also the promotion for Sonny and Cher and Pete Best of the Beatles, the Best of the Beatles. I own an album by the Beatles, and also Elvis Presley and so many others. I mean, it's just, if people think I'm bragging, I'm not bragging. I'm just telling you that I laid all that down, which is, to me, is garbage, to serve the Lord. That was around 42 years ago. But after I was saved, Susie told me that a lot of people in the world thought I was crazy and that I'd lost my mind. And so when she heard Rovan, we went over to Caesar's Palace in one of the rooms down below. It was, where they people show merchandise and things. They rent the rooms when salesmen come in. And he sang without any music whatsoever. She said, do the promotion for him because he's an opera singer. And if you make him big, and I know you will, even at the time when the Beatles and the Rolling Stones are happening, then people will know that you're not crazy. So I did the promotion. Like I said, 90 days later, he was the biggest star that Major Riddle thought he also was better than Caruso. And also Mario Lanz or any of the tenors that have ever existed. And I think he's better also than the tenors of today. And otherwise, I wouldn't promote him. I've been very well blessed, for I have a real great testimony that I walked out on these people to serve the Lord. And Rovan was very irate with me because they didn't come to the grand opening at the Dunes when he opened up there. And we got him into the a royal box at the Americana Hotel on Avenue of Americas in New York, and the Ambassador Hotel on Wilshire Boulevard in Los Angeles, and the London Palladium. He played everywhere in the world, in Paris, everywhere, and people always filled the house, and he was considered the very best that ever lived. And so, like I say, I'm very blessed. I'm sorry I never got to work with Fag Springman because I love the way he sings gospel music. I did everything in my power. I prayed Rovan through. I prayed Marty Robbins through. Led him to the Lord. And T.G. Shepherd and his whole band. And many other stars and people that are in big business. And I just thank God that he's used me in this magnificent way to lead people to the Lord. And I pray tonight that I'll be able to lead you to the Lord by his word. Well, we have some testimonies this evening. Where's the first one from?
From Sabitha, Kansas.
Okay, let me hear what they say.
Tony, thank you for the CDs on how to have God's life living in you. I've been receiving them since part 160. They are very inspirational. I love listening to you talk and how you get straight to the point. No ifs, ands, or buts about it. You also have a great voice. Praise the Lord and keep putting the word out. Hopefully 144,000 Jews are close at having God in their heart, soul, and mind.
Well, listen, there are several rabbis on television now that are preaching powerfully the gospel of the Lord Jesus Christ. They're bona fide rabbis. And when you see a rabbi getting saved and preaching the gospel, they're powerful. I mean, I sit there and listen to them, and it's just amazing, because now I know what 144,000 of them will do. We're the cleanup crew, us Jews, and we're going to The Lord said that when you see us preaching the gospel, when you see the Jews return to their homeland, which happened in 1947 and 48, and they got established back as a people, as their land, well, you know that it's the end of time. You see fires and floods and earthquakes in diverse places. You see the tsunamis, and you see the one world government and the one world church. But this has never happened before in all history. People back in the time of Paul thought, you know, that it was the time of the Lord. But there wasn't a one world government then. It wasn't universal. There wasn't a one world church back then. And there wasn't a world media that was promoting and exalting foolish, this sin and degeneracy. So, you know, and it's just sad that in these last days people are deceived. The Word of God, which is Jesus, stated that the whole world would be deceived in the last days. So take heed and be careful what you hear, and make sure that you listen to the true gospel. The Bible also stated that they would make that which is evil good, and that which is good evil. You can see that now. They're saying the Bible is evil. Christians are evil. And they're exalting Catholicism. And this Muslim religion and Catholicism is one in the same. The Vatican uses them to cloud the issues. The Vatican uses this global warming to ward off the things that I'm telling you, because they want to smokescreen everything. If I'm starting to get too close to them with the Word of God, where the Lord is piping through me, then they start raising all kinds of cane everywhere. Hey, there's global warming. Get your mind directed away from what Tony is saying.
Amen.
Don't listen to Tony. They say it in Italian. They say it in Polish. They say it in Russian, everything. Stop listening to Tony. And I'm saying stop listening to the Antichrist, because the things that I'm telling you, you'll find in the Bible. You know, you'll find the things that I'm telling you in the Bible. I brought a lot of messages on building materials. You know that we're the building materials. I've built a lot of buildings, and what we do is we order the building materials. We lay them out on the ground. We bulldoze the ground, level it all off, and then we put in the plumbing and the different things like that, the electrical conduit through the actual foundation. When it's smoothed down, then we form it up and pour concrete over it after we put conduit in the wires and put the plumbing in. And then that's part of the body that builds the church. We've all been called as building materials to build the building of God. He calls it a building. He calls it the body. He calls it the church. The church is made up together, a corporate church where we all have our own position, our own office. Like the Empire State Building, at one time I had an office on the 50th floor, but there were many other offices in the building. The Empire Diamond Company was on the top floor. I've been up there before I was saved. And I bought some diamonds up there at that time. And this is the way the body of Christ is. The building materials, he wants us to have the spirit of his Son in us with the Father by the Holy Spirit. And then we become a building material for the Lord. We have to be like gold, precious stones, and pearls. And so all these, we have to be refined like gold. That's why it's a process. Salvation is a process. We get saved, and then we have to take up the cross. We have to deny ourselves and let the Lord deny ourselves so that the Lord can live his life out in us. And when we're carrying the cross, you know, we want to go here. We want to go right at this present time. I would like to be in Europe. I'd like to be in a lot of different places than where I am right now. But the Lord directs me to stay where I am. I fear that if I went my own way, I'd be in a plane crash, or probably the QE2 or the Queen Mary would sink.
Mm-hmm.
If I was in it. So I prefer to be led by the Holy Spirit. There's the law of the Spirit of life in Christ Jesus. There's a law that lives in us, and it's the Spirit, is the law of life. Now, just like there's a baby is sewn into the womb of a female, and there's a law that God, I don't know how he does it, but he forms the head, the eyes, the nose, the mouth, the bones in the person. And this is the way it's a mystery, but it just so happens that the Word of God is a spiritual seed. And when it's sown into our body, the bones, the Spirit of Christ is developed in us to the point to where eventually, if we keep feeding that babe Christ Jesus, everyone that gets saved, every time someone is saved, the Lord Jesus Christ is born again into the world as a babe. And we began feeding the babe with his own, with himself, the Word of God, until it's in our mind is filled with his Word, until we actually become the continuation of the Lord's incarnation here on earth. And then God leads us to a certain office that he wants to fulfill in his body, his building, his church. It's actually the New Jerusalem, and the Bible tells us that the New Jerusalem is built out of gold. The streets of heaven are the New Jerusalem, are made of gold, and the walls are precious stones, and the gates are pearl. And so I'm going to bring a message on that, but let's finish off with this man's testimony here.
Here's a little money, not much. I'm single and raising 4 kids. I hope this will help a little. Praise the Lord. Jeff from Sabetha, Kansas.
Oh, every little bit helps. But, you know, you people that are, there's so many people that reach out to us that are poverty stricken. And what we do is, like, we support them. And so if you have 4 children, or, you know, you're just barely making it, you could tithe 10%, and God will send it back to you.
Amen.
And whoever you are, if you ever need help, you just, you know, call us, and we'll definitely help support. We do that all the time. I mean, we're supporting people that we've never seen before in our lives.
Amen.
And we don't get any government help whatsoever. As a matter of fact, the government, the world government, and the Antichrist, and this is the world government, the world church, and the media is the corporate body of Antichrist. Rome is the corporate body and with its world government, the beast, and the media is the corporate body of Antichrist. And so you can believe them, or you can believe the Word of God, which I'm dispensing throughout the world, hoping and praying that you'll receive it so that your soul can have Christ born again in you, and then growing up to the fullness of his stature in you by the Spirit. The Word of God is Spirit and life. Okay, it's just that simple.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, we don't know how the body of a baby grows in a woman's womb, but it does, you know, and all of a sudden, it's a miracle. You see a baby born. I mean, here it's arms, legs, fingers, toes, eyes, nose, mouth, ears. It's just God does that.
Amen.
And so how much more with God's Word, which is Christ? Christ is the Word of God. And so when he's sown into you, that's the seed that keeps developing, that sows the babe Christ in you and keeps developing himself with the Word. And then you become a giant, you know, you become a babe in the Lord, and then all of a sudden when you grow up and you're obedient, you do deny yourself and let Christ take over in you, you know, by picking up your cross and denying yourself on a daily basis. All of a sudden you become a giant in the Lord, and because he's grown up, and he'll start doing miracles in you that you never believed could exist. You'll see things that you can see the world, and there is no big impression. You know, it's like buildings, hills, valleys, streams, meadows, you know, and crags of mountains. And after you see all that, you know, what else is there? But in the body of Christ, when Christ is growing up, and you see so many things that you never saw before, and you'll see Christ will perform miracles in and through you. And that's what he wants to do, is live his life in you and let your body be obedient to let him do that. Okay, let's finish the rest of this man's letter. Or if you got another letter there?
Yes.
Okay, you did finish that. Go ahead.
From Brussels, Belgium.
Now, I've been in Brussels, Belgium. That's one of the creepiest places I've ever seen. I mean, there's nice people there. But they have these monsters all over these churches. They look like devils. And I says, if this is a church, why do people have these devils on the church with these horns and these tails and barbed arms and legs and everything? They said, well, that's to scare the demons away. I said, well, that is the blood of Jesus scares the devil away. You know, why don't you learn the Bible? Amen?
Amen.
Okay, let's hear what they say from Brussels. That's where they're supposed to have this big computer that has everybody's name in it and everything. But it doesn't really. Then what else?
Very dear beloved brother in Christ, Tony Alamo, we are very happy to be in contact with your ministry, and your literature, newsletters, books are a blessing to God's people who are in French in Belgium, France, Switzerland, and elsewhere.
If anybody ever needed the gospel, it's them, in Italy, all the different places. Everybody needs the Lord. Then what?
800 million French-speaking people throughout the entire world are hungering and thirsting for the gospel. If you can please send us 800 million copies of the book Messiah.
Okay, that would cost us $400 million. And folks out there, you heard this request. If we're going to get $400 million, you deep guys with deep pockets out there, you know, see if you can pull a few shekels out of your pocket and send us this way so we can get the gospel to these people. What good is your money doing in the bank?
Amen.
You know, the Lord says he'll multiply it back to you 100-fold. But if we earn our money. We're not sponsored by the government or anything. We don't want any of the government's money. We want God to bless us. You know, if I sold my Beatles album, I've been told I can get a lot of money for it, but the Lord told me not to. And I don't want to because he said not to. And we have to be obedient. It seems wrong to be obedient to the Lord, when you're using your carnal mind. But we're not allowed in the spiritual realm to use our carnal mind. We have to do what the Lord says. And believe me, when I first got saved, I thought it would be the greatest thing in the world for me to sell that album, because many people were offering millions of dollars and we were broke because I gave all my stuff away. And I wouldn't work because the Lord told me in an office to stand up and tell the people in the room about the Lord Jesus Christ. And of course, I'm Jewish and I didn't believe in Jesus. And but he made me do it because he started pulling the breath in and out of me. Now, a lot of people have heard this testimony before, but you might be tired of it, but I'll never be tired of it. That's what keeps me going, because I know that God is real.
Mm-hmm.
And I know that he definitely has the power. He was pulling the breath in and out of me until I said what he wanted me to say. And then about 3 years later, I saw the Lord appear before me in a very dark room. And I know he exists. And so whether you get tired of hearing the gospel, you're at the point, like the Bible says, where you won't endure sound doctrine. That means you won't put up with sound doctrine, but you rather hear messages that are false. You know, that the rapture is going to be before the tribulations. That's false.
Amen.
And that you can continue sinning and get into heaven. That's such heresy that it's not even a good counterfeit. Read the Bible and see the wrath of God that's going to be poured out on the people that say these things. And it's going to be poured out on the world anyway. But in the days of the voice of the seventh angel, when he shall begin to sound, the mystery of God should be finished, as he has declared to his servants, the prophets. And knowing that this, there shall come in the last days scoffers walking in their own lusts, and saying, where is the promise of his coming? We've heard people say all the time, you know, that the Lord's coming back to earth again. They were saying that 2,000 years ago, but again, there was not one world government, one world church. There was no manifestation of the corporate body of Antichrist, and the media, and all these evil things that are happening in the world today. So for they're saying that the fathers fell asleep, all these things continue. They were from the beginning of the creation. That's right, but we're supposed to watch for these signs that the Lord said would occur in the last days, and they're here now. And the Jews return to their homeland and us preach the gospel and all the plagues that are happening. Now, you know, and you can look on television, you can see even unsaved people say that there's huge meteorites going to hit this earth and it's going to destroy it. And God said he's going to move the earth right off of its axis. And the mountains will disappear and every building and automobiles will be flying through the air. It's the end of time, folks, and it's time to repent. Okay, let's hear what this man says.
We have a great need to freely distribute your book throughout the French world.
Okay, well, we can't afford $400 million, folks. And I know there's some of you guys out there that are billionaires, and come on. What are you going to do with your any money? You're trying to show off to your wife, you know, that you scored? Send in money so that we can get it out to the people. If you don't want to send it to us, we'll give you the names and addresses of these of our printers where they can. You can just send the money over there. They'll print up the French Bibles, and the French Messiah books, and all the other different languages that we have, and you'll get credit for this from the Lord, because the Messiah book displays 333 prophecies of the first coming of the Lord Jesus Christ in one condensed book, and people can learn the Bible very fast by getting that as a foundation for them to stand on in these last days. They need it. Okay, and then what else do they say?
Brussels is the capital of Europe. We have a project to construct or create a free distribution center for your literature, books, Bibles, and New Testaments throughout the whole world.
See, there's people willing to distribute the Word of God. Don't hinder the gospel. The Bible says in the book of Malachi that if you do that, you're robbing God of souls that he wants to live in. So, you know, don't save up in this world, because if you sow the Word of God in this world, you're sowing for a better place in the kingdom of heaven. You'll have a higher level in the kingdom of heaven. I don't care if I live in a little pup tent in the kingdom of heaven, just so I make it.
Amen.
All right?
Amen.
If I had the money, I mean, everything that comes in here goes for the gospel. And it just isn't enough to pay $400 million just for French Messiah books and French literature. Then look at all the other nationalities in the world. So, you know, cough up, you know, so that God needs it. God will not bless you if you don't.
Amen.
I mean, at least do that, you know. Saving up for what? If we win the souls out there in the world, and we do, we're winning them by the millions.
Amen.
It'll calm the. We're winning Muslims and all these people that are that swear in their Bible that they are going. They want to kill every white person on the face of this earth. Now, there's some of them that will tell you, no, it doesn't say it. Read it for yourself. Amen?
Amen.
Read it. It's the Quran. Read it, and you'll see. That isn't the gospel of the Lord Jesus Christ. And Rome is not the holy city. Jerusalem is. And that's where the first souls were saved. This Constantine, they keep saying Constantine. He was the one that developed the Catholic Church, or the cult. And he's saying that, and the popes are saying that the Jews infiltrated in there and made it a bad organization. A dirty lie. Dirty lie. Okay, it's a lie. Yeah. The Jews, the first church started in Jerusalem. where on the day of Pentecost, the Apostle Peter received the baptism of the Holy Spirit with the other 119 in the upper room. And he preached the gospel, and there was thousands of people saved right there. That's when the church of Christ was born.
Amen.
And it wasn't in any big tabernacles or anything like that. In Constantine wasn't there. As a matter of fact, I don't believe he was even born then. I haven't even studied that much about him, but I know false doctrine when I hear it. And it wasn't that Jews infiltrated in there. The Catholics infiltrated into the Jews later on. And they keep saying that Paul was there and that Peter is the rock on which Christ shall build his church. No, that isn't true either. And it's a sin to worship Mary. It's an absolute out-and-out sin to pray to Mary. The Bible says there's only one mediator to God, and that's the man Christ Jesus. When you pray to God, you pray in the name of Jesus. If you pray in the name of Mary, this infuriates God. And there was an investigator, I saw her on one of the programs, that she went over there to disprove these visions of Mary and all the... There are visions of Mary, but this is the devil presenting himself. Mary knew she wasn't any... she wasn't deity. The deity is the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit. Mary has nothing to do with it. All right?
Amen.
And if a person is a saint, it certainly isn't these people that are full of false doctrine and members of the Antichrist body, which is Rome, its government, and the media. So, you know, these people ordain first, they burn people, and then they make them saints. What hypocrisy! Rome is the holy city. It's the unholy city. The Bible says that Satan's seat is there in Rome, in the city of the seven hills. Ask one of these units of these people that have book you on passage. What do they call them? The
travel agency.
Ask them for a ticket to the city of the seven hills or seven mountains, and they give you a ticket to Rome.
Amen.
And the Bible plainly states that that's where Satan sits.
Amen.
Okay, and Satan directs the world government through its cult there in Rome, and it exalts it through the media, Satan's voice. So continue on with this.
The gospel needs to be spread around the whole world very quickly.
Now, here's a man that's on fire for the Lord, so... Send in your pennies, dimes, and break your piggy banks and send them in. There's anything you can spend better or invest than the gospel of human souls. Because there's nothing in this world but lust. The lust of the flesh, the lust of the eyes, and the pride of life. And this world is going to burn up, just like God drowned the whole world at one time. And just like he cursed the world, he's going to curse it again with the fire and burn up everything that doesn't belong to Jesus. And you can belong to Jesus. At the end of the program, I'll have a prayer with you, and you can receive the Lord and escape the fiery pits of the hell if you continue to allow the Lord to grow up in you and work through you. All right, then what?
We are asking that you support us in your prayers for our dreams and visions to be accomplished.
Well, we'll support you in prayers, and if we can get some of these people out in Radio Land to send some finances in here, they won't let us on TV. We were on TV for 10 years, and finally our message became so strong that they took us off the air. And I just did an interview with
Greg Szymanski,
and they told him to stop interviewing me because they know that I'm pulling the sheets and blankets off of them. And people can see the putrefying sores, the satanic beings here in this world, and they're able to identify Satan, his government, his church, and the media. And so they're pulling anybody off the air that lets me get on. They took my brother's radio station that he was on as an announcer. But guess what? Greg Szymanski got on some of the stations that I'm on now, and I'm going to be doing a three-hour interview with him on the 15th of May here, 2007. So tune in. Okay, so continue on here.
On a regular basis, send us 800 million newsletters, literature,
books. Okay, folks, you want to help us do that? We haven't got the wherewithal to do it. Then what?
To be distributed for free throughout the French world.
If it was 8 million, that would be a very big problem for us. But 800 million, that's almost a billion pieces of literature and a billion pieces of the Messiah books. They cost 50 cents each. My Lord, help us in Jesus' name. Mm-hmm. Lord, touch the hearts of the people out there that's got just every bit will help and multiply it when it comes in, Father, so we can get the gospel out all over the world. Rabbis are preaching the gospel. Praise mm-hmm. the Lord.
Amen.
And then what?
Europe, Canada, and Africa must be saved. We are greatly blessed by your gospel literature, newsletters, and books, and the world today has a hunger and thirst for the gospel. We are going to have a revival throughout the whole world. Your literature, newsletters, and books will be well received with much joy. Many people are being saved thanks to your literature, newsletters, and books. From this day on until the return of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ, we are not going to stop distributing your literature throughout the whole world. Proverbs 11:30. We all need to win souls to Jesus Christ. We need your prayers that the Lord, the good God, will give us the health, strength, and long life to fulfill the vision of God. I hope to receive your packages and parcels very soon. Receive our fraternal greetings in Jesus Christ, our Lord and Savior. May the good God bless you richly and abundantly and grant you health and power. Your beloved brother in Christ, Hilaire from Brussels, Belgium.
Yeah, I always used to, before I was a Christian, thought, what are these people doing with the money? I mean, send us money. And we never have, but I mean, we're getting such large requests now, we can't do it ourselves.
Amen.
And some of you people out there could really make a big difference in the world, because once people receive Christ, they're going to stop killing people.
Mm-hmm.
They're going to stop that. And these Muslims that have been won to the Lord have stopped it. Okay, now the Lord wants his people to gather together his church, which is the same thing as his body, for him to live in. It's also called the building of God in the world, so that he can eventually come and take them into the kingdom of heaven. Again, this happens right after the tribulations, which will happen immediately, the Bible says, after the tribulations. Unless we die, in other words, die out to our own ways, our own will, and go out to meet the Lord first. But if we die, we're going to go out to eternity before he comes back. So, but the church, or the body, the building, the New Jerusalem as a whole, will not go into heaven until the actual, what the people call the rapture, until the rapture happens immediately after the tribulations. Why? Because the Bible says so.
Amen.
Is that a good enough reason?
Amen.
Where are these people getting that message that we're going to be raptured out of the tribulations? They forget about these scriptures. We have to learn to live according to the inner law of life, the law of the Spirit of life in Christ Jesus. That's what I'm talking about, is this babe that's sown into us and begins growing up. We have to learn to live by Christ in us. The Spirit of God is the Word. He said, the words that I speak unto you are spirit, and they are life. So he's talking about his life living in us. So a lot of people do a lot of good things. When people preach the gospel to people, the word of God, which is the good news, which is also the seed of God, is like seeds that are being sown into the people of the world, which the word is actually Christ. The Word is the seed. The Word is Christ and becomes flesh. Now, John 1:14. Let's hear that.
And the Word was made flesh and dwelt among us, and we beheld his glory, the glory as of the only begotten of the Father, full of grace and truth.
And this flesh was named the Lord Jesus Christ. In him was life, John 1:4.
In him was life, and the life was the light of men.
Yeah, so the life, in other words, the seed, the word, is the light of men. It guides us. If we do what exactly, if we let him live out his life, his word in you, then it's the light to guide you into heaven. In him was, and in him was the Lord God Almighty. So the Lord Jesus Christ was a man, but he was begotten by the Holy Spirit, just like we are after we get saved, when we're getting saved. But I'm concerned that many of the people in the churches today, some of them are, they're very good, some of them, but you're wrong with the Spirit. In other words, people do good deeds, just like a mother, when the seed is sown into her and she's got a baby growing in her womb, she does a lot of good things and she does a lot of bad things too. But yet the seed keeps growing, this baby keeps growing inside of her. In other words, she's not living the life of a godly mother. And even if she is, still, she's not living the life of the baby. The baby is getting its life from the mother. Amen? Amen. First by the Spirit of God that entered into it. But when Christ is sown into us, then the only way that he can be fed or nourished is when we receive the word, when we're reading the word, and then receiving it is one thing. Just like some people are wrong with the Spirit, they think that they're working for God, and you might be today. You might preach the gospel, do a lot of things, build up the churches, and even give what you have to help others, and even give your body to be burned. But if you don't have clarity, in order, in other words, if the Lord isn't living in you as his life, and if you haven't quenched your life by denying yourself, or if you're living according to the law of life in Christ Jesus, it's nothing. If you're just doing all kinds of good things, but the Lord is not growing up in you. All right? Because you, if you don't have Christ growing up in you, then you don't have any power.
Amen.
And if you don't have any power, you're going to sin.
Amen.
So it doesn't make any difference how many good deeds you do. I saw Ripley, believe it or not, that one man has never sinned in his life. And yet he says he's not a Christian. He's still lost, because mm-hmm. we need Christ's life, living out his life in us, in order for us to have his life. If we don't have that same Spirit of life in us, the Bible says if we do have that Spirit of life living in us, well then, on the last day, he will, and we're dead in our graves, he'll pull us up and unite our body with our spirit and his spirit, and he'll change our bodies into an ecclesiastical body and raise us from the dead. But if the Spirit of Christ is not in you, you're lost.
Amen.
Because there's no way that you can keep the commandments without his Spirit living and growing and continuing in the Spirit. The Word of God, there's just no way that you can keep the Word of God without him living in you.
Amen.
What I would ask every one of you in the church, are you right with the Spirit in you? You know, people have all kinds of doctrines and all this, and the Lord isn't going to ask you what kind of doctrine you have. He's going to just look and say, I'm not living in you, or I am living in you, and I was growing in you, and you were being led about by me living in you. In other words, you were abiding in the law of the Spirit of life in me, in you. And so I was doing the things in you, and your body was being obedient to what I was saying. And that's what I want. Obedience is better than sacrifice or doing good deeds. Amen?
Amen.
If I'm in you, you will be doing good deeds. You don't have to worry about doctrine because, like my toe, I don't have to dictate the rules and regulations to it. Now, I'm going to start walking that way. So all you toes and you feet and you legs and everybody start going in that direction. No, I don't. In the life that's in me, and the Spirit of God that's in me says go that way, and on my feet, you know, I don't have to talk them into it. Amen?
Amen.
Or my hands and arms and legs. They just automatically go, and that's what happens if you're in the Lord, and the Lord is in you. Then whenever he wants you to go someplace, you don't have to know the doctrine or the wonder why he's asking, but you'll find out. Many times he told me don't go someplace, and because I found out later that there was a big wreck right at the time that I would have been there, and I'd have been killed. And a lot of times he says, get out of here right now, or you'll be killed. And I did, and sure enough, a bunch of these Vaticanite government agents came in and stuffed a gun down one of the people's throats that were in there that they say looks like me, the guy. And if it was me, he says, I'll show you my ID. If it would have been me, they would have put a bullet right through my head. Okay, so that's why you're supposed to walk. You're supposed to have the Spirit of God in you, not doctrine. I don't walk by doctrine, okay?
Amen.
The Holy Spirit in me keeps the doctrine. I read what the doctrine says so that when the Lord is telling me to do something, I know it's not the devil.
Amen.
Okay?
Amen.
So it's got to be the Spirit. Don't worry about the doctrine. If your Spirit's in you and growing up in you, when a woman is pregnant, it doesn't make any difference what she does, good or evil. That baby just keeps growing in her. And if the Spirit of God is in you, you're going to keep doing, and he's going to, and you're reading the Word and building up the Spirit of God in you, he's going to keep growing in you, and he's going to keep leading, guiding, and directing you. Of course, it's good to know doctrine so that when the Lord is telling you to do something, you know it's not the devil. Some people, like there's a woman that just drowned 5 of her kids in the bathtub. She said it was the Lord. That wasn't the Lord, that was the devil. The Lord never tells you to kill, to murder anybody.
Amen.
Never. And there's a bunch of people that are saying it would be better that the children in my church would be killed so that they didn't have to put up with child abuse. There's no child abuse in here.
Amen.
God would kill my body and send my soul to hell if I was a child abuser.
Amen.
Or a child molester or anything that they're saying about me. All right?
Amen.
So don't listen to them. Don't listen to Satan. Don't listen, because the reason they don't want you to believe me is because they don't want you to believe the Word of God. So it's the Spirit of Christ must grow in you, and it does if you're reading and keeping his command. That's the body life, the body of Christ life. That's the church life, the building life. Keep your office. All right, and I see my time is up right now. I'd like to continue this tomorrow. And we have many other things to tell you. But right now, it's time for you to become a born-of-the-Spirit Christian. Because, you know, you never know in this world today when we're going to go out to meet the Lord. And it's such a comfort. It's such a peaceful feeling to know that if you're body gets killed or you die, that your soul is going to be in the kingdom of heaven immediately, not later. Your spirit departs from you, it goes up or down. There's no other place for it to go. So, without any further ado, let's say the prayer, okay? And when you say this prayer to the Lord, he says everyone that calls upon him, he will not refuse. He'll let you, all that come unto the Lord, that call on the Lord, shall be saved. And that means the Spirit of Christ will be born in you. And when you read the Word, you'll feel him actually growing in you, just like a mother feels her baby growing in her when she's pregnant. And then the fullness of the time comes, and the baby comes out, and the fullness of the time comes, and Christ grows up into the fullness of you and starts using you with miracles, signs, and wonders. So the prayer is like this. It's, say to the Lord right now. Tell him that you want to be saved, that you're a sinner, you know it, and you want all those sins erased. washed away in the blood of Jesus. Say, my Lord and my God, I believe that Jesus Christ is the Son of the living God, and I believe that he died on the cross and shed his precious blood for the forgiveness of all my filthy sins, my former filthy sins. And I believe that God raised Jesus from the dead by the power of the Holy Spirit. I open the door of my heart and I invite you into my heart, Lord Jesus. Wash all my filthy former sins away in the precious blood that you shed for me. And Lord, if I have committed sins of ignorance, wash them away too, because you said you would, and you're not a liar. You can't lie, die, or fail. Lord, wash them all away. Come into my heart. Lord, you will not turn me away. You never turn anyone away that calls on you like this. Therefore, I know you've heard me, and I know you've answered me, and I know I'm saved, and I thank you, Lord Jesus, for saving my soul. Now, Sharon, now you just praise and thank the Lord. Raise your hands up and praise and thank the Lord. And then, Sharon, you tell them four different ways that you receive a copy of this tape, which is tape number 379. And please specify if you want a CD or an audio tape. It's free of charge, postage and handling included. Go ahead, Sharon.
Go to alamoministries.com or write to Tony Alamo Christian Ministries, P.O. Box 6467, Texarkana, Texas 75505, or call area code 479-782-7370 or fax to area code 479-782-7406.
Some of the associations that I've had in my life is J.D. Sumner and the Stamps Quartet. At that time, they were only singing with Elvis Presley and myself. I don't know why me, but they liked our TV program, and that's why they did it, I reckon. And this is, the Holy Spirit comes down. That's the chariot that takes you up into the kingdom of heaven. And so this song is called Swing Down, Sweet Chariot, with myself singing the lead and J.D. Sumner and the Stamps backing me up.
You swing down, sweet chariot, stop and let me ride.
Swing down, chariot, stop and let me ride. Rock me, Lord, down and easy. Well, I got home on the other side.
Won't you swing down, sweet chariot, stop and let me ride.
Swing down, chariot, stop and let me ride. Rock me, Lord, down and easy. Well, I got home on the other side.
Well, Ezekiel went down in the middle of the field. He saw an angel working on a chariot wheel. Wasn't so particular about the chariot wheel. Just wanted to see how a chariot feels. Now don't you swing down, sweet chariot, stop and let me ride.
Swing down, chariot, stop and let me ride. Rock me, Lord, down and easy.
Well,
I got home on the other side.
Well, wanted to lay down his heavy load. Why don't you swing down, sweet chariot, stop and let me ride.
Swing down, chariot, stop and let me ride. Rock me, Lord,
down and easy. Well, I got home on the other side. Well, I got a father in the promised land. Ain't gonna stop until I shake his hand. Rock me, Lord, rock me, Lord.